One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Do you remember this, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Tier did that.
Oh, Tier did load up the ting.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's so funny. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until...
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
Until he told me.
It's just impossible to use more toilet paper than that.
Virtually impossible.
Did you dump a full Lego set in the toilet? Well, I'm glad you made room. Do you want a cupcake? They're really good.
Yep. sounds.
Here, try one. Really?
this feels like a bomb.
we're starting.
Maybe we'll just slide it out.
All right. This is like a Unabomber cupcake. What the fuck are these? Holy shit! Whoa. What the fuck is this, bro?
Definitely rip the box. open it like a fucking animal.
I just pull it apart. What the fuck? Is this your box? What the fuck? What's this?
Yours.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Is that the right one? Tell me that's the right one.
Bro, are you kidding me?
But that is that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's yours.
Jesus Christ. Dude.
Yeah, man.
Fuck. What the fuck, man?
Thank you.
Anytime. Come on.
Thank you. I got you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Were you with my dad?
I was asking him. That's why he was bugging
Motherfucker.
Me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I couldn't figure out. I knew.
Dude.
The,
You fucking asshole, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, no, that's really fucking good.
I was
dude.
Like, yo, I want this.
Son of a bitch. son of a bitch, dude. Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Bro, I love you, bro.
Love you too, buddy.
That's fucking incredible.
Mm.
Holy shit, Ma. Yo. Yo. Yeah. Yo.
Damn.
Get this other rat ass off.
Oh, yeah. Your dad wants that back.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. He was hinting at that. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, fuck you, dog. Yeah. Yo, fuck that, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Yo. Oh, fuck. Get on there.
You want to cut the Rolex tag?
No, I'll get it. I'm going to get it sized.
Take it off the right way?
I'll get it sized perfectly.
No, it should be sized.
Really?
Yeah, here, let me expand it because there's like a little thing.
All right. Yeah.
So this, it's supposed to be 7.5-inch wrist. The, that's right
Jesus
here.
Christ.
Boom. So look, there's like a little extra thing you can tuck in right there.
Mm-hmm.
But try it now. It's popped out.
It's popped out to Hulk?
Yeah, Hulk mode. You might as well lube up your hand.
Yeah, I was going to... Just start licking it. Come on.
Does anybody have an Italian sub? We need to...
Anyone have some olive oil?
Grease up the hand here.
Yo. Yo. You got to keep this intact because when I pawn it to the... When I'm cracked out in 6 weeks and I'm itchy.
Mm-hmm. It's still got the tag on there, dude. It's all good.
Yo. Come on now. Bro. Wow.
Does that fit?
No.
Needs to be bigger?
I'll size it. Is there a thing? Is there a... How did you do that?
There's definitely a way to adjust it.
Yeah, there is. I can see it right there. Yeah.
You're like, you might have to Google that. Yeah. Let's actually just Google it now so that you...
No, I'll go take to that fucking slope that was shitting on my wife's watch later. Like, my friend came in here early with the president, with the ruby baguette president.
The one you see all the time.
Yeah, you know, the one you guys get for everybody right away. That old motto.
This right here.
Yeah.
So we did that part. Is there a way to make it longer after doing that? I guess not.
I'm gonna take joy in, bro. That's the sickest. I can't even fucking believe that. I gotta send this to my wife. She's gonna.
Let me take a look at it because there might be a way, and check to see if there's another link in the box there.
Too. Yeah. That's wild. That's the craziest shit I've ever seen. My dad did that to me when I was a kid. Same goddamn thing, and I fall for it every time.
What present? GT bike?
Rydell roller skate quad wheels that were like racing wheels that you couldn't get.
Nice.
And he's like, yeah, there's this door-to-door sale. That's what he says to me every time, and I fall for it every time.
Can you go to ChatGPT and look up, does GMT Master 2 have quick adjustment clasp?
I'm wearing both at the same time.
Be like Kevin O'Leary.
Does he do that?
Yeah, he does.
God damn it.
There's one on each hand. And the left ones, he gets a red band for all of them. I think it's like a Kabbalah thing. Comfort extension link. That's what we did. We already opened that one. Oh, the glide lock is on the sub, so never mind. My bad.
No. I'm going to fully enjoy driving 100 miles an hour over there to be like, do you need to adjust it for free? Hi, I'm here for the free adjustments every time for free always with box papers. Fucking. Remember the 9,000 deals you walked because your salesmen are fucking should be selling water coolers and fucking Laos? Wow, dude. I don't know what to say to that. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's the wildest thing that's ever happened to me.
So what do we got updates here? We're going out tomorrow for the Extreme Peace premieres.
Yes.
It's pretty sweet.
Yep.
Going to New York.
New York, Austin, Texas, LA.
LA. Are we sold out yet?
New York, there's only 30 tickets left from all four shows.
Mm-hmm.
30 tickets sold, you mean?
LA is probably another 40 left for all four slots, and then Austin is probably like 100 out of 900.
Okay.
That's right, there's a lot of...
I have 1,200, excuse me.
And then it's going to be fun as shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun as shit. Jake's going to New York with me.
We're probably not going to do... I don't think we should do Q&A and shit like that. You want to do that? No.
Nah, I heard that's very gay.
Yeah.
It's just self-congratulatory. Yeah. In theory, yeah. We can have A24 hats on. We'll have like Arriflex hats on. Yeah, right. I'd really fucking kick my own ass.
People don't tend to ask great questions either. They're like, what do you think about
iDubbbz?
Yeah. That's like today. Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, and Floyd Mayweather were asked who the best boxer in the world is. My comment on this like random Yahoo boxing website was iDubbbz. Fuck. Will this hit before while we're on the road?
Probably after the road.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be.
And then the general online release is June 18th.
Yep.
Moment of truth, as they say.
Episode one, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Jake's birthday, too.
We'll see how many people are willing to pay for video. Or how many will torrent it.
Torrents.
We shall see.
That's how I watch it.
A shitty copy of it. Would it be funny? Can you corrupt a torrent?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Oh, good. Okay.
nice child porn, dude. Like in the first 10 seconds. Get ready. You're for the exciting world of child porn. Congratulations. This is your 10th. This is your 10th one-day-old baby video. Welcome to your...
It's the it actually is the show for about 7 minutes, and then it switches over. You have it full blast in your living room.
Right at the punchline of, like, the first bit. it's like fucking, like, that guy, the other guy that was with Puff Daddy, like, yo, come in here. I got something special for your little ass. It's just Cassie getting the shit kicked out of her in a hallway.
What?
Oh, man.
Have you been following the P. Diddy trial stuff?
Yeah, as much as...
How's he doing? What's going on?
It's, there's people in the court. There's people in the court.
Are they laughing?
The sketch artist, supposedly, is like the which is... It's one of those things where, like, if it's bread and circus, and this is kind of, like, if it's, like, the new O.J. trial, and we're this much of a society where a fucking, basically a child trafficking and a trafficking ring, like that.
Damn.
The sketch artist is, they were like, someone give this fucking sketch artist a fucking Oscar for best comedy, because they're like. Wow.
That's a crazy, crazy frame. Whooping Cassidy's ass.
Like mid-kick. He's got one leg, so that means he's kicking her.
He's holding a purse.
Oh, yeah.
It's his purse.
I like the painting in the back is like some op art. Like,
it's just courtroom art.
God, we should make like limited edition lithographs or serigraphs of the courtroom drawings. Someone will. That's wild. There's one of his face where, like, you should look up P. Diddy court drawings. They're unbelievable. The one of his face is like,
damn,
yeah, dude.
It's like modern art.
Yeah,
this painting I call the
that one. Yeah, dude. Who's this Somalian pirate they got to like body double for Puff Daddy? I don't remember him being that like tall and narrow. I mean, I know that.
They definitely narrowed him up. He's doing a heart on the chest. What the fuck?
Yeah, are we getting fucked with? Like, as
it's
a whole?
All love.
That's what he would say. It was all love. So you could never really tell. The judge is like, it's another heart too. Look, flashes hands. What was the that's something new. What's heart symbol mean?
He loves fucking guys in the ass. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of his kids is as guilty as he is.
He's got his whole family in the courtroom watching this unfold. That's crazy.
I know they're screaming that, like, he's getting out, he's getting off this. Like, they're saying that openly, like, he's going to beat this. And not in, like, a hopeful way, and like, a sure... Something like, I remember hearing it and being like, oh, no. They're, like, acting like they know something.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, God, what the fuck is his lawyer saying to him?
Did you see 50 Cent saying that he was going to petition Trump not to to pardon Diddy?
That's so wild. Who's the fucking video game level 4chan master that's living inside the 50 Cent clone right now? Because that's like, that's some 50 Cent should write with us. Wow. How did 50 Cent get that funny?
I mean, he's always been pretty funny.
Yeah, he's like low key. When's 50 Cent's birthday? I gotta know.
Kind of been the funniest one.
The one where he bought the tickets to what's his face's show, the first 300.
Yeah. Was that Fat Joe or Khaled or something?
It was maybe I think Khaled or Soulja Boy.
That sounds familiar. 50 Cent bought the front rows of a show so that they'd be empty. Ja Rule?
Ja Rule, yeah.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Jeffrey?
That's awesome. We should get on that.
How many did you
start
buy?
Doing
you
that to comedians.
Four rolls. Is that a couple hundred?
Yeah. It was cheap though. Cheap tickets. So something.
No cheap tickets.
You know, for years. It's just.
They were cheap tickets.
What else is going on? Like spun over here.
Nothing really. I've been thinking about business strategy stuff, and I think what I need to do is hire a ad guy to start spending. I should probably be spending like 10% of what is coming in on advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Though I don't know how that would work for, because we're a creator business, which is not the same thing as like building widgets that people purchase or training, doing sales training. I mean, the thing that people purchase is the ad. Like if you make a viral video, that's what the product is. The product is the marketing. So if we make a funny video that goes viral, that does the marketing. You don't really see people doing marketing for funny stuff, or maybe you do. I don't know. And then the other challenge is that it's really hard to get people to pay for video. So pretty much all video is advertising supported. And if you're going to go advertising supported, in order to do big productions, you need to be getting millions and millions of views, which I think we're too niche to be getting. I mean, that's the reality of it, is we're too niche to get huge numbers like that. So I've just been thinking about that lately, trying to figure out what moves could be made.
Joe Faria, who produces Whiskey Ginger and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. He did some stuff with Hawk Tua. They called him in like a month ago to go do that. But he's like on the short list to produce like podcasts that are big but are not good. And he'll admit that. And, like, mm-hmm. But he does, because of the work he does with good ones. He was talking to me about ad reads. And I don't know if the ad reads are your kind of butcher.
I think we should start. I think what I want to do is I want to have other YouTubers do ad reads for us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just have to basically get behind someone's motherboard that understands it fully. There's a guy in Los Angeles.
I mean, it needs to be a new hire, because I don't have time to do this myself, and it needs to be like a superstar, because we need to only be hiring S-tier people at this point.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm talking about getting more exposure, not getting income.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, no. We should have Ford do an ad read for us. Get CEOs. Mm-hmm. Or maybe hire like TMZ level photographers to get CEOs to do ad reads for us. Like do like a really crazy one where we like New York celeb photographers, mm-hmm. chasing people down and giving them cash.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of funny. Getting like Blake Lively to do an ad read for us.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Just say this real quick into the camera. All right, we're going to send it out to some of our street hoofing our stuff. All right, go ahead, street. It's like, hi, this is Blake Lively for Million Dollar Street. Check out the Perfect Guy Life podcast every Monday.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Fuck you.
Get the streets, bitch.
What else are you doing with your time?
What's up? It's me, Puffy from Korn. I wake up. What's going on? It's me, Kevin from Kansas City. I wake up and put some Puddle of Mud on, some PGL. Get fucked. XM Turbo. That would be awesome on an XM. Get an XM Turbo. Get like an ad read on XM Turbo.
That'd
for
be
us.
Cool. Yeah.
Like a rock station.
Let's That's funny.
It's wicked. New metal.
Because that one might be attainable, because it's probably just a number you call to advertise on Sirius XM.
Yep.
You just call them up and you're like, I want 15,000 of reads.
From Turbo.
Yeah.
Just become their biggest ad read for like 6 months during like Ozfest.
Mm-hmm.
Or sponsoring. I thought about sponsoring golfers.
That's a good idea.
There's a golfer that's fat. He's a good guy though, mm-hmm. but he's fat. He would admit that he's a fat guy. He's probably like the 60th
Fat guy's more space.
Way better.
For advertising.
And I was like, I followed him just to like kind of see him, feel him out for sponsors.
Yeah.
And he's like a good guy. He's like a 60th on the PGA Tour.
Good enough for me.
Fine with me. PGA Tour is monster bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like sponsoring like sailing events and like really high-end cunty things.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of...
That'd be cool.
It'd be really funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you called it hedge fund or something or like bank... like our letters where they'd find it, like md.tv or whatever, however you want to call it, Hyde Bank or whatever you want, and then just call it like Bank Wealth Management Solutions, number one in wealth management, number one in high yield banking, doing like commercials that look like bank commercials that are like, our client, we've outperformed our client, and then just make fake charts and run them on CNBC TV for a fake bank. That would be really funny.
That is funny.
Like just show charts and like number two is like Chase. Fuck Chase. Yeah, I'd like Chase if they actually made their clients some money.
Chris, can you send a message to me on Slack and just open it up and start typing and don't send it yet? But fake bank ads, Sirius XM, Turbo, sponsor golfer, yachting.
Boat racing.
Boat racing.
Kentucky Derby.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What about paying people for like militia, guerrilla style stuff?
Paying militia members?
Paying militia. Pay
Ukraine, sponsoring Ukraine war.
Foreign militias? That would be so... Now, would we go to jail? No, we wouldn't go to jail for that.
Probably go to jail. Get a logo up on the drone camera footage.
Yeah, like in the digital...
That'd be crazy.
TMZ photographers paying celebrities to push things.
Celebrity harassment.
Yeah. Paying painted streakers.
Mm-hmm.
You could... Streaking's gay, though. Yeah, golfing's pretty good because I feel like... It's golf.
Golf's cool, yeah.
It is. As much as like golfers, the majority of them suck. Golfing and some of them are great.
I'm not mad at golfers.
Good. Yeah.
Seem like cool guys.
Yeah. Hey, they found wives that don't want to see them for 5 hours twice a week. Good for them. I wish.
Want to check out some links?
Yeah. The
not seeing your wife thing is mad funny.
For 5 hours a week when you don't have a good excuse? Yeah.
No, just like how guys make, it's almost like an art form of avoiding their wife or whatever.
It's truly like holding a little, like what's the artist palette thing?
Mm-hmm. A palette, yeah.
Yeah, just like a nice palette. And you're like, what can I use today to like...
avoid my wife.
Yeah, like if I know it's going to be like a heavy night where I'm just sitting there like a fucking dildo and like I'm not going to be of help. Mm-hmm. And it would be better for me to be on the job. I'll just stay with Kraus and hang lights at my house. Like Kraus is wiring my whole house and we'll stay till 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what am I going to do now? Show up for like a half an hour before she puts the kids to bed? Like, might as well stay out till 8:30, like until they're fully down. Like, and Kraus is like, couldn't agree more. Like, same thing. And I'd like to say I was alone. Everybody I've ever had beers with in my adult life is saying the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just like, what am I going to do? Listen to my kids run around. Like, this is these are the worst hours. Is the, and it's not deadbeat dad shit. Mm-hmm. It's not at all. It's just like the 5:30 to 7:30 time with the kids when it's like feeding. The 1 hour of chill is okay. Mm-hmm. And then the bedtime is, that's all mom. Mm-hmm. She like, that's, you're sitting there like an idiot the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it's not your night to put the kids down, it's like her, whatever, for the majority. It's, I'm just sitting there like, cool. I'm glad I'm not doing like building the house or doing something like that. Man, what a valid piece of fucking furniture I am right now. Wow, this is. I don't want to. I know I'm going to get flack. Like, you fucking deadbeat. Like, yeah, I know. Dads are so fucking good at changing diapers too. Like, yeah, great at it.
You know what's really funny that I think about a lot is you were talking about how playing video games in front of your wife. And how it would be like, yeah, fuck you.
It is the ultimate fuck you. It has like no purpose whatsoever. Video games specifically. Yeah. I mean, you're going to make a video game, so you could like kind of write that off. Like, you'd have a leg to stand on. You'd be like, research, sorry. Can you leave? Wow, that's a lot of XP points. Wow. That's a big breakdown. There's a really big breakdown at about 10 hours of gameplay.
There's a lot of loot popping out of that loot crate.
This loot, what do they call it when you're, I'm playing a phone game to sort of, they're all the same. Do you play any phone games?
No, not
talking about
days.
Like the top-down shit?
Yeah. Like Age of Origins.
And you're just building like a city. Artillery and.
Yeah.
It's like an RTS or like a city builder.
Yeah.
Like they're that. All the same though. Like, yeah. If you just want to shoot zombies and then get the bigger gun and then it all breaks down in about 10 hours. We're like this. All right. Now I want some money for you to continue.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. And I hit that wall and I just like delete them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not keeping the fucking game running for 20 hours.
Yeah.
To like let the city max to level 10. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Age of Origins. Like, I just want to shoot with a Gatling gun that's gigantic from a helicopter.
Have you seen, there's this one mobile game that has literally every celebrity cameo.
Really?
It's Royal Kingdom.
Damn. What are they making, $1 billion?
Yeah, so.
Bro. Shakira, Jimmy Fallon.
Yep, Shakira, Jimmy Fallon, the Kardashians, Kevin Hart.
It's crazy. Should we do this with AI and just do this?
Yes.
All right.
Breathe in, receive my enlightenment in through your nose, out. No phones during asana.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as I complete this level of Royal Kingdom.
This is for.
Jesse! Gay guy.
Jesse! Who's that guy? Jesse, some Royal guy?
King. Modern Family gay guys.
Oh.
What are you even saying? Aaron,
it's called Grindr.
Would you please stop parking on my lawn?
Oh, dude. You did more than that.
Royal Kingdom.
Looks like we have adopted a boy.
Shakira.
Hey, Shakira. Hey, did you know that Royal Kingdom is out?
Oh, they must have Royal Kingdom. Latin Americans.
They say you won't. Yeah, they must have. Which celebrities appeal to the stupidest people?
It's called Royal Kingdom. Just came out.
Women that watched Friends in the 90s?
Crazy.
Okay, for game night?
Royal Kingdom is a brand new puzzle game that just launched. So
it's literally everyone.
Yeah, they gotta have $1 billion. You look up how much money does Royal Kingdom Studio Game Studio make?
112 million.
In 5 months.
Whoa.
20 million in 1 month.
Sarah, can we get the mic on you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who makes it? What's the name of it?
Probably King. Royal Kingdom
Studio.
Dream Games. The other one, big one, is King.
Dream Games.
King makes
King.
Like all, I think King made.
They did Bubble Witch Saga.
Yeah.
They did Fat Lady Touch Phone.
2024, 1.6
billion in revenue in 1 year.
Candy Crush.
Yo.
Yeah Candy Crush.
Yep. 2.7 in 2022. That must be a COVID thing.
Oh, they got bought by Activision Blizzard.
Holy
wow.
Fucking shit.
5.9 billion.
Yeah. A lot of people playing these.
Yep.
So, yeah.
There is a point in the game where they literally just tell you to touch here for the first like 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you realize you're just like, and I just felt like the fat lady at the casino being like, gamble, 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 gamble. I was like, I need something for like, I just want something stupid right now. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. There's a lot of like waiting around for deliveries and shit. So I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. you know what? Fuck it. I'm due for a stupid game. Like mm-hmm. I usually get like Texas Hold'em or something like that, or Scrabble. Mm-hmm. Like every 2 years, I'll download one retard game for like 2 weeks and I'll just let it eat my clock. Mm-hmm. And then last night I downloaded Age of Origins. Mm-hmm. And it's just shooting things. It's stupid. It's fucking retarded. I liked Sniper was kind of cool. There was like a sniper phone game. Mm-hmm. These are all retarded. This is like me telling you I eat fucking Crisco. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine with that.
I like Oreos, but I don't like the cookie part.
There's no sense in the cookie because it's too crunchy. Yeah. They should just make frosting and then a half of a cookie.
I think I was literally like that when I was like 15.
Don't need that.
Yeah.
You're just taking the top off, throwing it away and eating it. Yeah.
I used to eat like entire sleeves of Oreos actually.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's awful.
They are good.
They are good. Oof. Oreos are fucking, they're like a standalone demon too. They're like one of those companies that has, there's something in the Oreo cookie symbol. Look up Oreo. Illuminati, Oreo symbolism.
The Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, her pussy lips.
Rune. It's the witchcraft rune.
Oh, it's the top, the thing that surrounds the Oreo. It's like it's the same thing that's from the guy from Three Teeth, the satanic markers on his head.
Neat.
Yeah, cool. You're eating like fucking human ashes.
What's your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip.
My favorite cookie is Oreos.
Okay.
I didn't know this. Oreos, bro? Uh-huh. Are satanic.
What?
In what way? What the?
Yo, Damiel's cousins are crazy.
Specifically. No way. On an Oreo, you know how that pattern's on the front?
Yeah, it's like a checkerboard.
It's interesting. It catches your eye. You never really decipher like, what is this pattern?
Yeah, yeah.
The cross on the Oreo
yeah.
is a satanic cross. So you see the top like this?
Whoa.
And then, you know, the
whoa,
damn.
It's also this part.
Yeah.
These podcasts, they'll do, this might not even be a podcast. People will make a podcast set and just do clip farming, and there's actually no podcast at all.
Wow.
Which is pretty interesting.
Good for him.
We tried that once.
Yeah, we did. We should try that again.
Yeah.
I think the limiting factor was not having a script. So now that we can just have AI write one,
yeah.
we can do clip farming.
Yeah.
So did you hear about them? Those
Yo, JFK, the driver shot him. And just cut to like just all conspiracy theory footage.
Mm-hmm.
You could follow like the NBA. You could probably do the NBA and the NFL better than like they do it.
What, with clips?
Yes.
Okay.
You really could. Like I bet you it would be easy. Dude, I got to tell you about this today, and that made me think about this. I go to breakfast at Julian's today, mm-hmm. and I sit down, and there's a chunky Filipino lady who's probably like, she's Filipino, has to be, whatever. She looks like Tim Johnson's ex-girlfriend. I see her. She's sitting next to like a handsome Dan, mm-hmm. realtor-looking guy, mm-hmm. full head of hair, like a Joe Q-looking motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, that's a weird fucking pairing. She's like 40, kind of frumpy. Mm-hmm. He looks like he fucks, you know, like a supermodel kind of chicks. And I'm like, oh, anyway, I sit at the bar. I order my fucking omelet and he leaves. She's still there. And she's like, how's your day going? And I'm like, oh, it's getting there. And she's like, what? And I'm like, it's getting there. It's just, I don't know, something I say. And she's like, oh, because she has a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. And then when she said what, I could hear I could smell the fucking alcohol in her breath. Mm-hmm. She was hammered.
Damn.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking like, she's like 12 deep or like 15. She smells like a fucking booze hound. Mm-hmm. And she's got like jewelry on. She's not a homeless person. And I'm like, yo. Oh, she's like, yeah, I have kids. Do you have kids? And I was like, yeah, I have two daughters. What? Everything I say, what? I'm like, cool, a deaf, drunk Filipino lady at the bar at 11 when I'm not in a good mood. So you probably think I'm awful, don't you? And I was like, no, I mean, I get it. You're probably just, maybe the kids are away and you got your time to cut loose. What? Again, I'm like, wow, this is fun. I'm like, oh, that's that. So I just turn around. She goes, I literally said, that's that. And then Chris was texting about like hotels for Texas. I was like, all right, that's good. Yeah, Chris. And I was like jumping on the phone with like Chris. She's like, do you change diapers? And I was like, nope, I don't change diapers. My wife does it. And she's like, you don't change diapers? And then I went to like villain. Like I was a villain for not changing diapers. And I was like, oh, great. I just like pissed her off big time. Mm-hmm. Now I have this like drunk karate walk on the side of me. Like steamed. She's like, how do you not change diapers? And I was like, what the fuck do I say? I have a nanny. Oh, what are you, rich? Yes. I didn't know what to say to make her stop. Because I was like, yeah, yes, I'm very rich. I realize I'm dealing with like a drunk carny. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, God. Oh. Now she's like breathing. She's like the vapors coming off. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, this is a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Nick's or Julian's in the morning and realize how many people drink in the morning?
No.
Go to a breakfast place that serves alcohol and then look around you at how many people have mimosas and wine and champagne and cocktails in front of them.
Damn.
This is what's Tuesday?
Whoa.
Cocked. Mm-hmm. Off of her fucking ass. She opens up her phone. She's playing Bubble Blast.
Nice.
Slowly. Like not well. Like hammered. Then she lost her Uber. And I was like, wow. Is this at every bar? Is this like single moms that have their kids with their dad, the dad on the day of? Mm-hmm. She was trying to talk to me and I was just like, I was a real fucking dickhead to her. I was like, no, I can't deal with like a, I hate when people say what?
Yeah.
Like, like saying it twice. What? What? I hate that. I want to be like just throw my iced coffee out and like, there, that's what. You fucking bitch. Like, that's how annoying is that? And then, like, people are like, what? I can't hear. I'm like, then fucking get a handicap tag and hang out with retards all day. Like, you fucking nuisance. What? Anybody who has a hearing impairment, I'm sorry, but, like, fuck you. Stand really close and prepare for it or something. Like, let me know way ahead of time. You're like, I'm partially deaf in this air. Please speak into this air. Fine, I'll be fine with that. Get really close to my mouth then. Making people talk twice. Chris, say something.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
What?
Yeah, that is the worst.
You know how stupid you feel saying, hey, Nick, what's up the second time?
Yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up? I'm just saying, what's up?
What's up? Oh, nothing. Just hanging out. Where are you going to tomorrow?
New York.
Where?
New York City.
Oh, New York City. What? I get to waste twice as much time on small talk, you fucking deaf prick. Fucking go get like blue tag. Handicap shit should be stuck on people's foreheads sometimes. They should have to wear like a crown, like a handicap crown.
Yeah.
I would. Or I just wouldn't engage. I wouldn't bother anybody. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't. Mm. Oh, I was so fucking mad. I wanted to literally like throw my iced coffee and deck her before like she, like you splash her and then you punch her before she can wipe the coffee out of her face. Like, ah, like I punch her hands. It's so
that's punching awesome. Her hands.
Yeah, punching someone's hands that they're wiping salt out of their eyes.
You know what's really funny? Kicking someone in the ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Like, literally.
Mm-hmm. You remember Venice Beach? There was that guy that was like, kick me in the ass for $20 or something?
Yep.
That guy was pretty rich.
In the balls, I think, too.
In the balls. He had a balls option.
You could kick him in the ass, though, too. Yeah, or just kick him up the ass.
Yeah.
I love that. Kicking someone in the ass is such like a, I feel like that happened a lot back in the 80s. And it was in Weekend at Bernie's that kicked the guy in the ass.
Oh, nice.
Get out of here. Like, you'd chase him. Yeah. Get out of here. Get out. And you'd kick him in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And people would be like, oh, shit. Oh, and you'd be
probably huge in the 50s.
Yeah.
I think they were all about that in the 50s.
Yeah, just kicking people up the ass.
That's where it comes from, kicking in the ass.
This one's classic.
Suck. Yeah, but memories will last a lifetime.
Are you serious? I'm not running anywhere. Is something chasing me?
Unbelievable.
Oh, get over it. You don't care.
It's the type of thing, man. You're going to be psyched after you're done with it.
Holy oh, my shit. God,
dude.
Now, you see, that's the type of hijinks I'm looking to avoid.
Holy shit.
Oh, they were the best. Damn.
I'll person. Get over it. You don't care.
It's the type of thing, man. You're going to be psyched after you're done with it.
Oh, my God, man.
He's done 5 feet in the air. Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Because when you drop kick someone, you get hurt a little bit too, just from laying on the ground.
You're gonna get hurt. Oh, holy shit!
Yeah, you could shatter your elbows, bust your spine.
Hey man,
bam!
Remember, fuck you putting styling gel in your hair?
Fuck you!
Oh my god!
Fucking shit, dude! Ow!
You okay? That was his neck.
Oh my fuck!
His neck got fucking rocked.
Dude, I'm fucking seeing scars. You fucked up my hair, dude.
And then the day went on, and bam,
he was talking shit, saying you couldn't do it.
No, you got it all wrong. He challenged Knoxville.
All right, Ben.
You can do it.
Oh shit.
Whoa.
Knoxville done.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude, he jumped over here. Yeah. There you go, Dave.
You almost went.
You almost went. Oh.
Wow. Oh man,
that's awesome.
Fuck,
bums should be able to do that for free housing.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the plausible. Man, jackass stunts for bums would be the world's greatest thing.
Did you ever watch Bum Fights?
Oh yeah,
I can't remember even what Bum Fights looked like. Is that something we can find on YouTube?
And Bling Bling, you had the fights, them beating up signs.
Mm-hmm. Man,
yeah, that was a good time.
What is feel like? What does it do? Does it feel amazing? Like the best thing ever?
I never smoked it.
Chris, what's like? Does it feel amazing? Like the best thing ever?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's just like a more intense cocaine or something.
I've heard it's really rough to kick.
Hmm.
That
would make sense.
But it's like immediately like, uh-oh.
You need it right away?
Yeah. Mm. Like, they said that about cocaine, and I was like, no, it's just if you want to, that's whack. That's weak. But I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, what an idea.
Different time.
Yeah, it really was the best idea to say, I'm going to do Jackass with homeless people.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the guy that made that? Is he the guy that did the Dr. Phil impression?
Yeah.
What's he up to now?
Selling organs. He got caught doing some nefarious shit.
Bad guy.
Funny guy?
Yep.
Then bad guy.
Yep.
Ryan McPherson. He got caught like selling organs in like the Philippines or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Damn. Ryan McPherson. What's he doing in court there?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, this is about the homeless stuff. Let's go to his Wikipedia, see what he's got going on there.
Oh, maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong. Sorry, Ryan McPherson. I thought it was he got caught doing some fucking...
Beeson? The guy who went on Dr. Phil was Beeson.
Beeson sounds like a bad guy. Is he a bad guy?
Who's Beeson?
Beeson. Ty Beeson? Is this a bad guy? Ty the Bum Fighter Beeson? What's his Instagram? Is he still around? Ty Beeson. Is that him?
MMA fighter.
Produced the bum fight videos, and now he's an MMA guy. He's kicking watermelons.
Mm-hmm. Couple different hands in this, but anyways.
This went nowhere. Okay.
Shit.
Well.
I just need to remind y'all again. Everyone who is ginger, who has red hair, those are black people. All gingers are black people. If they have red hair, they are black. You see a white man with red hair, that's a black man. You see a white woman with red hair, that's a black woman. Gingers are black. All gingers.
Fine.
I'm good with that. I think, I hope she fixed her sit-down wind problem, though.
She had to bring up Febreze.
Sit-down wind?
Sit-down wind.
What's that?
It's when your sit-down wind be stankin'.
Oh, like just the act of sitting down creates a smell?
Creates the wind that comes out. If you have a BBL, a failed BBL.
Oh, no.
Do you remember that one?
Mm.
Yeah, well, I can...
Was Ryan Rivera the one running the podcast when we went over that?
No, I don't remember.
We were pulling up clips of this black lady that was like, don't get one of these BBLs, y'all, because it's going to be bad.
She got necrosis.
I remember
and
that, yeah.
Your sit-down wind, it going to be bad.
I remember that now, yeah.
And now veneers are bad breath.
Yeah.
Veneers give you bad breath for the rest of your life, which totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there's a spot you can't clean.
Yeah, there's just like a cavity of
fucking
stink.
Wound, an open wound in your mouth.
Yeah. It was my big giant veneer idea I wanted to do.
Don't ever get veneers.
No. I'll just take my yellow teeth and
just keep them yellow.
That's it.
That's what we do.
Mellow yellow.
Keep it nice and keep them orange. Yeah.
Do you know about this lore, these video series?
No, what's this?
This is some sort of dog kennel, but they have an alpha.
Looks like hell.
This is nice.
This is how black people want to live.
It's Michael Vick's dreams. Whoa.
Whoa.
What's that dog's name, Skeeter?
It's King Charles. He's a dog, some sort of...
Is he the dog that trains the other dogs?
Is it a King Charles Terrier?
That's his name. It's in China. Oh, maybe not.
Why would there be a Google result for King Charles dog, the dog?
It's a breed.
Oh, he's the most respected alpha dog?
Yes.
So the dog's name is King Charles.
Over the past few weeks, a dog has been going viral on social
media. Can you hit escape? How many views does this video have? Okay. That was interesting viral video.
Oh, viral.
Is that a kind of, that looks like a nice dog you can kick in the fucking head.
Yeah, that looks like a fucking, why is that dog getting respect?
Oh, he's alpha, huh? Let's see how alpha he is after this. That's, you're getting challenged by alpha dogs, and you're like, you just have like a baseball coach's uniform, and you're just kicking pound puppies in the fucking head, because you're like, yeah, who's alpha now, fuck face? You're stepping on their legs and shit. You play for the St. Louis Animal Cruelties.
Okay, so he's trained mice to surf. Let's see this dude posting his win here.
Likes, look at that step up.
Disgusting.
Yeah, he's pretty piggy. Oh, you like that bat tail there? Oh yeah. So what are we owe you, mate? 150 for that one. Okay, no worries. That sounds good. Yeah. Hey, I'm not paying for it. I spent enough money on you. Give us your cash.
Whoa.
It's just got his feet is glued to the board.
He's taped. He's drowning. Where'd he go?
It's a new mouse every time.
Yeah. Well, remember the trend of throwing your girl's hamster?
No, what the fuck is that?
It's just like me every time I hang out with my girl and she shows me her hamster and it's just guys like throwing.
I vaguely remember that.
That was like a thing.
Damn, I don't remember that at all.
But like throwing hamster memes, like it was kind of like a thing, like, you know, it was like who's that song by?
Hey, Can I Hold Your Hamster? Is that they trick them and they throw them?
Yeah, I think so.
Hamster throwing meme. I don't want to see hamsters getting thrown, but thank you.
It's just kind of a thing.
I don't remember that. It's crazy. Yeah,
it's what people should do to rodent pets.
Okay, piss real quick.
Yeah. Can you put on Coco Lemon for me to watch while you're gone?
I won't be able to turn it off, though, if I put it on.
Put on African Airplane compilation. It's right there. Second video.
What's African Airplane compilation?
All the work, all the work they've done. And turn it down a little bit, Chris. That's good right there.
That's cool. It's a helicopter.
Now, this guy, he didn't look in the rotor safety handbook. Wow. Oh, he made it. Good for him.
Was he going back to Kingland?
Yeah, he's I need to fly back to Kingland.
He's probably got a palace in Kingland.
12 other aircrafts he has built before have all failed to take off. He hopes things will be different this
time. Don't airplane motors have to spin, the cylinders have to spin like this?
You mean a radial motor?
A radial motor, yeah.
That's if it's a radial. You can put a car engine. They do that. They'll put car engines and power a plane with that.
Like that?
But a radial engine, it does. The pistons are in a sort of like a sun star shape.
Oh. So you got less far than the Red Bull wingless, the Red Bull motorless ones?
Mm-hmm. Is not a lucky
number after all. I like the plug.
It's crazy.
Upendo.
Yeah.
And when the time came, the homemade plane was towered by a car to gain the required speed to take off, but seems to be more obsessed with the ground than the air, failing to take off.
She talking shit?
Well, they're having fun. I mean, look at all the kids, how happy they are chasing after this.
I want to give them my property.
Yeah.
On 25th of November.
Oh, you got the engine going.
Yeah, that's
impressive.
At least this guy's got some fucking tires that aren't like shopping wheel tires.
Yeah. Now, this one actually looks like a thing that'll work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, over and under on this thing flying. This thing ain't going anywhere.
It looks like it's going.
We tested the speed of the aircraft, and it was okay. But we have some little hitches with the engine, so we are seeking for funds.
The engine was the best part, in my opinion. So he had hitches with the engine.
Yep, and he's got the... How do you adjust the, like, ailerons and all that?
You don't. They're fixed.
And are the wings the different sizes?
Left is a little bit bigger to compensate for the
gasoline tank.
But I have not had the support to fly.
Crazy.
Used to watch President Hastings band his chopper as a child, sparking.
Has there been politicians that have been like, they're building planes over there, and like bragging about this?
There's one like TEDx talk by this kid, who's talking about what a miracle Africa is, and I do want to find it, but this is pretty solid right here. I think I'm surprised they're able to speak. I'm surprised they're able to, like, speak.
They have language.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy that they can speak? Can you type in TEDx Africa young
chat
speaker? GPT? No, it might not be famous enough to have made it to ChatGPT. TEDx Africa.
Young speaker, hot planes.
Oh, it's the third one. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, this is amazing. 4 minutes, 5 minutes. This is awesome.
In my lifetime, Africa will become a superpower in wealth. What do you think of when you think of Africa?
Do you think you of sure you
starving
want me to...
people eking out and living in mud huts, in great poverty and deprivation? Do you think of strange tribal battles and incurable tropical diseases?
Wow.
Do you think of European empires?
What tunnel in fucking London did this kid crawl out of?
Do you think Africa faces serious social and economic difficulties and will always be struggling behind the rest of the world? That vision of Africa has some grounding in reality. It's true that only one continent is less developed than Africa, and that is Antarctica. Africa is a vast continent, but its countries and people are very poor. 35 of the world's 50 poorest countries are in Africa. And more than 40% of Africans live on less than $1 per day. Although it has 1/6 of the world's population, Africa is only 1/40 of the world's economy. It's fair to say it is lagging behind. Illness and disease are a massive problem in Africa. South Africa has 7.1 million people living with HIV/AIDS. Malaria is the most common disease in Africa.
All right, man, take it easy.
All right, man, go
Africans
easy.
Suffering from malaria every year. One other disease, which recently made the headlines, is Ebola, which broke out uncontrollably.
Where's the part? Can we get to the part where he talks about how Africa's going to be better?
He doesn't. He just gets off stage after that.
Can you turn it back up in my headphones? Or this?
But I want to tell you today that Africa has the resources, the ability, and the people to grow into an economic superpower. It is the richest continent already in terms of natural resources. 30% of the world's cobalt, diamonds, gold, and iron are in Africa. Africa also has huge wealth in oil. Nigeria produces more than 2.5 million barrels of oil per day. On the global market, one barrel is worth around $52. You can do the maths, but you get the idea.
Hit escape. It must be hard being a
British
kid.
A British 12-year-old?
Whatever that thing is.
Is that one of those, what's that thing called? What's Chuck say the craziest thing to talk about is? Free Martin.
What's Free Martin?
When you can change the birth in utero. Change the gender in utero.
Oh.
And they play like Hollywood Species.
Yeah.
Like Scarlett Johansson's on that list. Who else is? Chanel West Coast.
Free Martin?
Free Martin. That's supposedly like the most taboo subject in the world. Like genetic shit like that. He's like, oh, Charles gave me the, you don't want to be talking about that, man.
You might need to chat GPT. What is Free Martin in the context of gender?
Not to play devil's advocate, but what's the incentive to switch? Is it like, oh, you're having a male daughter that's going to be, you're having a male.
You're having a male daughter.
You're like.
Perfect.
Mr. Johansson, it looks like you're having a son.
Can I fuck it?
You should have a daughter instead. Mm-hmm. And we just change it?
Like, no, no.
I don't get the.
Is it a male daughter, you said, right? Good. Can I fuck it?
Yes.
I don't know. What's that hospital? Cedar Sinai?
Oh, LA? Yeah.
Every doctor at Cedar Sinai, they hear that all the time. They're like, you're having a female son. Can I fuck it? And if I can't fuck it, can my friends fuck it for TV commercials?
There's like posters on the wall, like medical information.
Yes, you can fuck it.
When you can fuck it.
You can fuck the head. It's like, I don't really understand like switching genders and like how that would be. I mean, I get being a fucked up Satanist fucking actor type and being like, look, I'm one of you. I sacrificed my kid. I gave him a cock. So where's my movie? I guess.
I guess the only incentive I could think of is like if there's a prestigious acting family and three generations, they have all sons, like, oh, we want a daughter now instead.
Yeah.
I could see that, but.
Right, to carry on the legacy. That's probably actually the most practical use case for
having. Free Martin.
For Free Martin.
Free Martin. It's a funny name.
Like, yeah, it is.
The Barrymore family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or who's a big, Christian Bale's mom is the poet.
What poet?
Christian Bale's stepmother. Gloria Steinem.
Oh.
That's a fun little thing that no one knows.
Interesting.
He's such a good actor.
I thought he was a good actor. Is he a Jew?
He's Welsh.
Yeah,
but he could be.
Oh, his stepmother certainly is.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say, you know, Kathy Griffin's Cooper, what's his face, his sister, brother? Brother,
Kathy,
sister?
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin is Anderson Cooper's brother. Dead twin brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You never heard that one?
No.
Yeah, you can look that up.
Interesting.
He has a dead twin brother. Anderson Cooper is a dead twin brother, and all of a sudden it starts, suicide at 23.
Looks like Kathy Griffith.
It looks just like Kathy Griffin, dude. And he's a Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the picture of them sitting on the bed when they were kids with, like, that, like,
fucking weird shit.
Yeah, like, don't you love this art?
I'll be honest with you, this kid doesn't look like Kathy Griffith.
It does not look like Kathy Griffith, you're right.
Is it Griffin or Griffith?
Griffin.
Griffin?
Kathy Griffin doesn't look like anybody.
No. Looks like a fucking
an anus
piece.
I've heard Griffith yeah. before. Is that for just a different person?
Looks like a fucking.
It's hot. You know what though? I wish we were. If we were as honestly, if I'm as funny, I have to get caught cheating on my wife with Kathy Griffin. Like that's the funniest thing to do. Like you're not gonna believe this. Like guys, I fucked up. Jess caught me. She walked in, and I'm just like. Holding out this fucking beast. Like, and then I go, Jess, just trust me right now. Pull your phone out and start taping. And she's just taping Kathy Griffin explaining fucking me. But she looks like that.
There's a video, I think it was her, a video of her talking about dating Jack Black.
What?
Oh, shit.
I think, yeah.
Ew.
The picture of me and my then boyfriend, Jack Black, who you probably know mostly from School of Rock. So he was the first boyfriend I ever had where other bros thought I was cool because I was dating him. And by the way, dating is a very loose term. He used to have this apartment in Vermont. So one night I spent the night there and the next day I'm in the shower. And I remember saying to him, I get off on the bath mat. And I said, I need a shower towel. And he goes, you're standing on it. You guys, that's straight guys. He had one bath mat slash towel that he used for both, and that was it. So naturally, I kept sleeping with him. This is a picture of me and my then boyfriend, Jack.
We gotta have more.
Be ashamed of himself.
We have to have more videos with this music in it.
Than I ever had, yeah. Where other
about sleeping with Jack Black.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What a fucking freak. That's like all time freak.
It's a crazy picture.
Yeah. Poor thing.
We couldn't even get pictures of us like that if we wanted them.
I know. Like drunk.
Photoshop it.
Yeah.
To look blue.
Damn.
One day we'll be there.
There's something really funny about fucking hideous old women celebrities. Mm-hmm. If you like.
Like a corpse.
You could take it.
Your corpse, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Like, nah. Like not many guys could pull that off. I could do it.
I'm all set with that.
No, but I look.
If it's going to get us famous.
It's going to get you famous.
All right.
But you're like, it's going to get you famous. You're like, what? And I'm like, I'm sorry, Sam. And you're like, what? And I'm like, just walk through that door over there. And it's just like you walk through. And I'm trying to think of like, Kathy Griffin's one of like the.
Would you play music?
I think I would kiss her and just go through the motions. Mm-hmm. I would just be a fucking, like a retard, like a machine about it.
You just get it done.
Like kiss, I'd finger.
Yep.
I probably like would think to myself when I'm like when you're fingering, think about fingering Kathy Griffin as you're putting you're trying to feel a clit, and you're like, oh my god, oh my god,
down to the bone.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, this thing is hammered.
Yeah,
and then you're like, I mean,
gotta do it.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You're like, you're pushing her hair down on her crispy, crunchy hair when she's giving you head. her little tiny head and her crunchy hair.
Oh, no.
And she's giving you like probably terrible or maybe good head. She probably give a good head. And then you're like, oh my god. Oh my god. I can't even. I'm like, I'm trying to run through it.
Crispy, crunchy.
Crispity, crunchy.
Like ramen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like ramen. It's her neck. Got a tiny little head.
Is that your hair or your neck?
Ah, she's dying. She's getting sued.
That's really funny.
I'm trying to think of an uglier like female celebrity that's aged.
As soon as you put your dick in, the teeth fold in like jelly.
Oh, like
the teeth are just soft. They're clacking around while
you're looking down at it. It's like there's nothing sexual about it. It looks like you're sticking your dick in a fucking sweatshirt. No, you have to fuck modern day Lisa Lampanelli. You ever see Lisa Lampanelli 2025?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she got hot.
Yeah. The one on the right is the one I'm thinking of. The one in the gray shirt with the holding lady with the black shirt. Right there.
She got Ozempic? She got Ozempic, huh?
Yeah, she looks good.
She does look good.
She looks like Andy Dick.
Yeah. Looks just like Andy. Yo. Is she doing TikToks? What's that? We'll scroll up. What's that TikTok where she's making the anus face? Go down. Scroll down more. I'm sorry, that one right there, yeah. Oh, she's on Facebook.
I can look her up on TikTok.
I know her last show that she was doing, she stormed off stage because someone was heckling her, and she literally quit. I was like, that's it. No more stand-up for me. It's too bad. She was funny back in the day. She wasn't, like, completely...
One word. legend.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit MDE.TV.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.